You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my colleagues, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer. Guys, how are you this morning?
Outstanding. Never better.
Very well.
Well, this is going to be a fun show. I'm looking forward to this one. We are joined by Kelly Lee, who is a principal at Front Porch. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it.
It's a thrill for us to have you here. Before we get into it, Kelly, take a second and share with us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm originally from Australia, and I had previously a background and an extensive career in hospitality, most formerly the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, and that's how I landed here in Atlanta. And then in the last 6 or so years, I transferred over to the real estate and construction industry in the height of all the fun, and are now owner of Front Porch Custom Homes and Renovations.
So I'm sure that we have some listeners who are interested in building a custom home and just don't know how to get started or even what the first steps are. What would your advice be to them on how to get started?
I think most importantly, it would be to figure out and determine exactly what it is that they're looking for in a home and to hone in on that so that they can then go ahead and make a really good decision about the company or the contractor that they're going to be engaging to build their home.
Kelly, you talked about decide what you want. I mean, and that sounds easy, and I take that as that is great advice. But I mean, that's kind of an intimidating question. When I think of something like a house, I mean, that's a big thing. It's a lot of money. I'm afraid I'd make a mistake. I mean, how do you help us? How do you help somebody, you know, work through all those details?
I think at Front Porch, how we handle that is that we've put together a lot of processes and procedures and a really good framework to guide a client through that process. One of the things that we like to think at Front Porch that we do is really think through all of the details and walk our clients through it. So I think that by engaging with a contractor like ourselves, we have that expertise and professionalism to be able to walk them through and guide them through and uncover their needs and exactly what their vision is and help them execute it and bring it to life.
Now, do you find most folks at the end of that? I mean, I'm thinking of myself personally. I'd just rather say, give me the house that's already built so I don't have to think it through. I mean, do you find typically somebody likes that idea once they get into doing the design, coming out with what they actually want instead of what somebody else thinks they want?
Yeah, no, I think they walk into the process thinking at first it's going to be overwhelming. But I think that as we spend more time with them and handhold them by having a number of different professionals work with them, including it's a design build company that we are. So including the architect, the interior designer, the custom kitchen cabinet maker, obviously ourselves, the team approach that we have working with a project manager and a salesperson to guide them throughout the whole process and take out the difficult stuff and the overwhelming things that occur during that process and simplify it for them, I think they start to have a lot of fun and are able to bring their own personalities into their home in keeping with the value that they want to create.
For buyers who are on a budget but want a custom home, do you have specific tips and advice for them?
I think buyers on a budget, I think everybody's on a budget.
Right.
I feel like the reset button has been hit and people are really thinking more about what is important to them and taking a step back. So I think, again, figuring out what's important, how they're going to live in their homes and where they want to live and thinking about those things that are really important to them is the key to engaging in the right process.
It seems like a lot of buyers have kind of taken a step back from the big giant house, and maybe what they're thinking about now is a slightly smaller house that has a lot more lifestyle features in it. Are you seeing that as a trend with your buyers?
We're definitely seeing that as a trend. I think that people realize that it's not the granite countertops, it's not the trim, it's not those details that are as important to them. It's the footprint, it's the way they live in the homes, it's the sustainability, it's creating a healthy home, it's ensuring that it's more comfortable and they're thinking about the environment and really staying in this home for a long period of time. In fact, we actually have a couple of clients that we just built a custom home for. And we entered into that knowing that their goal was to make that home as durable, sustainable as possible. They wanted to be able to hand this home down to their children and never ever sell it. So they were thinking about things like 50-year roofs, using engineered products, you know, in terms of green friendliness, insulating the home. We did spray foam throughout the whole home so that in the middle of summer when you're standing in it without any of the operating systems working and functioning because we're in the throes of construction, it was comfortable. So I think that's how clients are really approaching the way that they want to live in homes and sustainably.
You've used the word sustain and environment and green a couple of times, Kelly. How important is the whole green thing for folks looking at a custom home?
I think now, it used to be that it was kind of a trend. It was a hot thing to do. And people were thinking about the kind of systems and the upgraded, expensive things to do. And now I think it's very important to people in terms of thinking about efficiencies and their monthly bill and, again, their air quality and things of that nature. We actually have another client that we're engaged with right now, and are building a home for them on Lake Lanier, and they really want to try and make that home be net zero if they possibly can, which means that they're producing as much energy through their systems as they are actually using each year.
Okay. We'll be back with Kelly Lee after this commercial break. At DMD Studios, we recognize that first impressions sell homes. Since 1997, we have partnered with builders and developers throughout the Southeast to create award-winning model homes and clubhouses. Using demographic research and the latest lifestyle and design trends, we can turn your home plans into stylish interiors that echo today's buyers' lifestyles, which in turn generate sales. To see how DMD Studios can create the right first impression for your home buyers, visit us at dmdstudiosinc.com or call our office at 678-730-6005, extension 11. And we're back with Kelly Lee with Front Porch.
We've been talking all along here about building a brand new home. How about remodeling? I mean, a lot of the same kind of ideas and concepts you've talked about apply to remodeling as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Remodeling is really an opportune time to do some of the more cost-effective green practices, if you like. So if you're doing an addition or you're opening up a wall or something of that nature, just the same as if you're building new, it's a great time to be able to then insulate. So maybe you're doing an attic addition and you want to go ahead and insulate the attic, seal the crawl space, and do things of that nature that are really cost-effective in the scheme of the return and the investment you get, and making your home more comfortable, and also your energy bills more efficient. Another easy thing you can do when you're thinking about those renovations, and you look at the systems in your home. So some people, even if you're not doing a major renovation, you look at all of the different systems you have, such as, you know, your hot water heater, your HVAC. How old are those things? By just replacing those, maybe it's even just a refrigerator that you have in your garage that's so old, it can use 8 times as much energy as a new fridge that you can get from a scratch and dent for like $400. So making those easy kind of cost-effective investments in your home when you're doing a renovation and upgrading it, you could also do things like an air blower test on the house to see where you're actually losing air. And, you know, having a tight envelope on the home is really important. Georgia Power, if you're a client of Georgia Power, they're actually doing those free for you right now and helping you find tips on how to save money in your home. So I definitely think that a renovation and remodeling of any type in your home is an ideal way to do it cost effectively.
But that's a whole different spin. I guess when I ever thought of remodeling or renovation, it's something looks bad or something needs to be repaired is what motivates. But what I'm hearing you saying, it's a lot of cases just save money. Maybe everything looks great, but I could change appliances or heating systems and et cetera and save a couple of bucks. You find a lot of people doing that?
Yeah, I think it's not even just saving money is definitely a big driver to, you know, decrease your monthly nut, if you will. But I think it's also about being comfortable. We've got a client that we're looking about doing an addition for, and at the same time, we're probably going to replace all their window sash replacements throughout the home so that they can feel comfortable, and their heating bill will come down at the same time.
So are you finding folks, instead of perhaps going to a new home, going to remodel? I mean, or do you see any trends in that regard?
Really seeing, now I feel like it's shifted a little bit. Definitely the last few years, it was primarily renovations, remodeling, and making some of the changes that we're talking about. I feel like now with the resale property that's left in the marketplace, there are a lot of buyers out there that aren't seeing exactly what they want. And to look at the dollars to invest in renovating and replacing and updating, they're seeing that, well, maybe now it is an opportunity for me to go ahead and build new. So I feel like you're seeing that shift just slightly now.
Kelly, you've talked a lot about green from an energy efficient standpoint, but what about green from an allergy or healthy home? And then, you know, taking that a step further, are there certain products that you see that are really trendy right now, sustainability or, you know, recycled products? What's new and on the market that your buyers are requesting?
Not any particular product, I would say, but what I would see is that they're upgrading filtration systems such as HVAC, and looking at maybe doing, for in terms of water, tankless water heaters, doing dual flowing toilets, slow streaming faucets, whether it be in the shower or your regular plumbing fixtures.
Do you see any difference? I'm still back asking about the build versus remodel. Do you see any demographic trends in that? Is it younger folks looking to remodel? Is it, you know, empty nesters that are looking to remodel? Any trends there?
It's actually, for me, I think there's a couple of waves. I'm definitely seeing families that have gone into neighborhoods. Underwood Hills is an example of that. I've gone into neighborhoods where there were young couples just recently married, and now they've got younger kids and the homes are smaller, so they're deciding they're going to be there for a longer period of time, and so then they're definitely doing additions and renovating, so to speak. I feel like a lot of the renovations and additions we are doing are generally people with growing families that are expecting to stay there for a long time. On the flip side of that, we're also now doing an addition for a lady, empty nesters that really just want the home that they've always wanted, and now's the time that they're going to do it. So that's probably more rare. So to answer your question, I'd say more so growing families.
So on the subject of green, I know that you all are involved with the HGTV greenhouse at Saran B. What can you tell us about that home?
We are, and we're very excited to be building it. And in fact, we're in the throes of just wrapping it up. It should be completed by the end of this month, and really just putting all the finishing details on it. It's going to be, you know, spectacular. You can see photos of the work in progress and view floor plans and the elevations. And I can't really say much more about it than that, but you can go to their website at www.hgtvremodels.com/greenhome, and you'll find and see everything you want, including blog updates.
Well, Kelly, I'm sad to say we're about out of time. Before I let you go, two things. First, share with the audience how they can get in touch with you, learn more about the work that Front Porch is doing.
www.yourfrontporch.com.
Outstanding. And secondly, just humor me. Say Australia one more time.
Australia.
Oh, I just love it. Todd, do we have any shows that need any voiceover work?
Well, we'll just keep that one word and we're set for that.
Okay, outstanding. Well, Kelly Lee, principal at Front Porch, it was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. I enjoyed it.
Okay, it was our pleasure. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day. Time for today's deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, this one is back by popular demand. It was so popular last year that they decided to run the program again this year. So it's from Trayton Homes, and it is their realtor program, which is their second sale bonus and relocation referral rebate. Kind of a mouthful, but really great incentives for realtors. So their second sale bonus, agents will receive $5,000 on the second and any subsequent sales of Trayton Homes in 2012. So this is more than just a deal of the day. It's kind of a deal of the year.
Wow. So, I mean, the second, the third, the fourth, however many, it's 5K each time?
Each time. So, you know, and there are agents that sell a lot of Trayton Homes because they build a really nice quality product in great locations all over town. So it's not unusual for an agent to sell 2, 3, or 4 of these a year.
We've talked a lot about Trayton Homes on this show, and they have a lot of great product.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, they get that kind of an incentive. They have the good home for the realtor, so the realtor just doing a good job for the buyer. And then on top of that, they're getting that kind of cash in the wallet. I mean, it's really a testament to Trayton Homes and the quality of the product they're putting out.
Certainly is. And their second, the relocation referral rebate. This program, agents will receive a 1% bonus on the purchase price of relocation sales in 2012. So to qualify, you must provide the relocation document at the time of contract. So, you know, pretty simple. And all of these, you know, both programs are good on all contracts written on or before December 31st. So you have, you know, what, 300 and something days to use these incentives.
Okay.
You know, both programs, buyers must use a Trayton approved lender. Bonuses will be paid after closing in the form of a bonus to the broker for distribution.
Now, can I get both of those bonuses on one transaction so I could get the 5K and the 1% relocation?
I believe you can, but you're best bet on that is going to be to check with Trayton Homes and just make sure.
I need to call those guys anyway.
Yeah, you need to call them, and you'll have to get your realtor's license if you want to get these deals.
We don't talk a lot about realtors programs like this on this show. Is this a common thing, Carol?
Well, you know, they used to be very, very common. You know, a number of builders do still offer them. I think we're going to see them coming back. I mean, you know, the competition to get people to see your homes is, you know, hot. And a lot of the home builders, like Trayton specifically, you know, Trayton sees a lot of repeat business from realtors. So this is really their way of saying thank you. You know, Atlanta's still a very heavy, you know, realtor transaction market. Most buyers are going to come in with a realtor. So if you're rewarding them, then they're going to keep coming back. So to me, it's just really smart business.
Oh, it's really clever. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, it's more than a thank you. It is a thank you. But
right.
Yeah, smart business.
You know, to them, it's part of their marketing. It's important. It's important that they reward the agents that bring them the buyers. So, you know, Trayton has done programs like this for years and years and years. There's several builders that have, and there's a lot of them that used to offer them, but it's one of the things that they cut out during the downturn. So it's nice to see that Trayton still offers it.
Remind us again where they can get more information on this program.
They can get more information by going to the Trayton Homes website, TraytonHomes.com, and then look for the incentives page.
Okay, that wraps today's deal of the day. Okay, we're back from the deal of the day break and excited to launch our second segment with Eugene James, who's a director with Metro Study. Welcome to the show, Eugene.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, Eugene, take a second and share with us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I've been around in the real estate industry now for about 25 years. I had a background in appraisal. I used to be the chief appraiser over at Fulton County government, DeKalb County government, and a few other places in the country.
So, Eugene, one of the things that I've heard a lot from our builders in Atlanta is that they had a really good fourth quarter. Is this a sign of, you know, what is this a sign of? What does this mean?
That's a great question, Carol. I think it's a sign that not only have we reached that bottom, but there are some places that are starting to turn around and head back up. Of course, it's all going to depend on geography, but we've been hearing a little bit of the same thing.
You seem to be optimistic and yet very, very cautious at the same time. Am I reading that right?
I think that's a very a great observation on your part. Here's the thing. We're definitely starting to see signs of recovery, but it's not going to be global all at the same time here in Atlanta. Atlanta's pretty large, 100 miles north-south by 100 miles east-west. So there are parts of Atlanta that are indeed getting better as we speak. I can speak about South Forsyth, for example, East Cobb. Parts of Gwinnett, then let's go down to the south side and Coweta, and some of the other neighboring areas in that market. We are seeing things get better.
Hey, Eugene, I hate to focus on the negative, but if I look at the flip side of the places that are coming back, and not so much I'm not so much interested in identifying the places that are struggling a little bit, but why? Why are some areas of Metro Atlanta not coming back as strong?
Well, we have to take into consideration the fact that we're still seeing foreclosures happen. That's a whole nother story in itself. I think no one's able to count how many strategic foreclosures are taking place, but we are watching people intentionally walk away from their properties if they feel like they're so far upside down. It's not worth sticking around. But that's slowly, I think that's subsiding somewhat. I think that people are feeling more comfortable with their job situation, and that's definitely part of the recovery process. And, you know, if our job market turns around and gets a little bit better, then we certainly will see housing get better as well.
Yeah, what's your outlook on the job market? I mean, that's kind of outside your wheelhouse, I recognize. but it is. I mean, that is a big factor in real estate value.
It is. It's from listening to some of the other local economists, they're telling me that things will be getting better in 2012. The first half of 2012, they're expecting to see dramatic improvements in the job market here in the Atlanta market. You know what? That's really not too surprising because most parts of the country have already started getting better in the employment sector. So it looks like just Atlanta was last to finally start getting better themselves.
And of course, you know, more jobs lead to more new home sales, which we always like to hear. I know new home starts were up 20% last year over the prior year. You know, can you talk a little bit about starts and inventory and, you know, kind of what's going on in the new homes arena?
Sure. Well, let's paint a picture, shall we? In 2006, 2007, we had a major oversupply of new homes that had been built, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the good news is the oversupply is gone. And if I were to make a prediction, my prediction would be that if not this year, certainly by next year, folks are going to discover that there is an undersupply of new homes out here. And why is that? Well, think about it. We haven't built a lot of homes in the past 5 years. Starts had really dropped off tremendously for the past 5 years. And that gave us a chance to absorb all that oversupply of inventory that was out there. So once again, the oversupply is done. That's gone. As consumers start getting more comfortable, their confidence starts to increase and start looking for new homes, they're going to discover there's nothing out there to choose from.
And what impact is that going to have on price? Beyond the obvious answer to that.
You best believe that we shall see prices start to creep up.
Okay, we'll be back with Eugene James after this commercial break. At DMD Studios, we recognize that first impressions sell homes. Since 1997, we have partnered with builders and developers throughout the Southeast to create award-winning model homes and clubhouses. Using demographic research and the latest lifestyle and design trends, we can turn your home plans into stylish interiors that echo today's buyers' lifestyles, which in turn generate sales. To see how DMD Studios can create the right first impression for your home buyers, visit us at dmdstudiosinc.com or call our office at 678-730-6005, extension 11. All right, we're back with Eugene James of Metro Study.
Just before the break, Eugene, you were talking about new home prices firming up and starting to move northward. Talk a little bit about existing homes.
Well, an existing home is the competition for the new home guys. It looks like resale prices have stabilized. Sure, we're still seeing some foreclosures come on board, but even the foreclosure market, it looks like prices are somewhat flat. And flat is good. At least they're not. It's not going down anymore. It's moving more sideways.
If you were to meet somebody who had a house that he purchased for a growing family, and now the growing family is grown and gone, is this good timing for a guy like that to think about selling a home and perhaps moving into something new and smaller?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's how I look at things, because I think about this all the time. And I think if I had a house that I was thinking about selling, I'd put it on the market in a heartbeat. And why is that? Because most folks have actually taken their home off the market. The resale or the existing home supply is back to normal levels, which is about 7 months of supply. And so there are not a whole lot of homes to choose from, nice homes to choose from. So if it were me, yeah, I'd put my house on the market and give it a swirl, see what happens.
I'll tell my friend what you said.
Yeah, we know who your friend is. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So we've talked about jobs. We've talked about new home inventory. You know, what's your kind of overall prediction for, you know, where we're coming out of 2011, we're going into 2012? You know, as the housing market as a whole, what do you think we're going to see in this year?
I think you'll see starts tick up again in 2012. It won't be astronomical, but expect a 15-20% increase, which actually sounds pretty good. But we are coming off historic lows.
Right.
Okay. So we'll see starts tick up again in 2012. I believe if the job market really turns around in 2012, then builders are going to have to scramble in 2013 to really get more product on the ground to meet demand. Meanwhile, that will start making prices really go up.
Eugene, I'd like to ask the same question from two different perspectives, and that's looking at a home not only as a home and a place to live, but as a long-term investment financially. Could you provide a little insight? What kind of advice would you give to the young family as well as to the empty nester? Kind of what things should I be looking for, or should a young family be looking for in a home from an investment perspective?
Well, some of the things are going to be obvious. You do want to consider the school district that you're in. Do you plan on sending your kids to private school versus public school? If you're in a great public school district, then stick around for the long term. Don't look at your home as a piggy bank. I think we've all made huge mistakes in the past pulling out money and getting ourselves upside down and getting in tremendous amounts of debt. You know, so you know, long story short, look at your home. Your house is a home, a place where you're going to be and create memories for the long term.
I mean, the last couple of years, Eugene, we've had, oh, woe is me, when you talk about real estate values. And so far today, we've sort of talked about the near term. What do you see over a 10 or a 15-year time horizon for the residential market here in Metro Atlanta?
Wait a minute. Let me pull out my crystal ball.
I thought I saw that in your briefcase when you walked in here.
Yeah, indeed you did. Okay. Long-term outlook for the Atlanta housing market. Let's start with short-term. We'll continue to see demand to increase in the closer-in markets. Wherever we have a lot of jobs, you'll see housing, greater demand for housing. And as prices really start going up closer in, that's when you'll start seeing people, as they say, drive until you qualify. You'll start seeing folks going further out to the more exurban markets to in seek of housing that's more affordable. So it's going to take, maybe 5 to 10 years before you really see a tremendous amount of demand in the exurban parts of Atlanta.
Well, as long as you have your crystal ball out in handy, talk a little bit about mortgages. I mean, that's that's been a pretty crazy pretty crazy market lately. What's your outlook on that?
It's like the crystal, it's like the pendulum. I do believe that the pendulum has swung to the far left. Eventually, we'll see that pendulum swing back towards the middle, meaning the requirements will be loosened up somewhat. Right now, you have to pretty much promise folks that you're going to name your next child after the lender. I think some of that would go away. We'll see more normal lending to emerge here, maybe a little bit this year, certainly more next year.
All right, Eugene, we're out of time. Before I let you go, please share with the audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the work that you're doing at Metro Study.
Yeah, absolutely. Metro Study is the leader in the new home real estate research market. We've got a staff of 50 guys that go out and look at all new home subdivisions every quarter at the end of the quarter. If you'd like more information about what we do, please give me a call at 404-370-9001, extension 111.
Okay. Eugene James, the director at Metro Study. It was great to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Eugene.
That wraps this episode. We'll see you next month on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.